Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast. I'm Tim, and I'm here with the amazing Edna, ready to tackle another parenting challenge.
Hey Tim. Hey everyone. So glad to be here. And today we are diving into a topic that's near and dear to, well, every parent's heart, and definitely their Kleenex supply.
That's right. We're talking about those adorable but sometimes drippy little noses.
Specifically, how to teach your toddler the art of the blow, because let's be honest, wiping just doesn't cut it sometimes.
Exactly. So get ready to say goodbye to endless wiping and hello to, well, maybe not perfect blowing, but definitely a step in the right direction. Today's episode is Snotty Noses No More, Teaching Your Toddler to Blow Their Nose.
Ooh, I like that title. Sounds promising. Let's do this, Tim.
Okay, Edna, so let's be real. Why is this even a thing? Can't they just know?
Oh, Tim, if only. Toddlers are masters of many things, but understanding the mechanics of nose blowing isn't usually one of them. Think about it. It requires coordination, understanding instructions, and a willingness to try something that probably feels a little weird at first.
Makes sense. I remember one little guy at the daycare. He was convinced that the tissue was going to eat his nose.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. See, Tim, that's a perfect example. It's a sensory experience for them. And for some, it can be a little overwhelming.
Right. So where do we even start? Do we just shove a tissue at them and yell, blow?
Well, you could, but I wouldn't recommend it if you want them to cooperate in the future. A more gentle approach is definitely key.
Okay. Lay it on me, Edna. What's the gentle giant method of teaching nose blowing?
Well, first, start with the concept of blowing itself. Can they blow bubbles? Can they blow on their food to cool it down? Can they blow a kiss? These activities help them understand what blowing even means.
That's a great idea. It's like building a foundation of understanding before you even get to the nose part.
Exactly. And make it fun. Turn it into a game. A little girl from one of my coaching clients loved pretending to be a dragon and blowing fire, which was really just air.
I love that. Play is so important. And I bet it takes the pressure off, too.
Totally. Then you can introduce the idea of blowing air out of their nose. A good trick is to put a small feather in front of their nose and encourage them to blow it away.
Ah, the feather trick. Classic. I've seen you do that at the daycare.
It works. It gives them a visual cue and makes it a little less abstract.
So they're blowing. They understand what blowing is. Then what? How do you get them to connect that with the stuff inside their nose?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? This is where modeling comes in. Let them watch you blow your nose in a somewhat exaggerated way, of course.
Okay, theatrical nose blowing it is.
Exactly. Make the sounds, show them the tissue, explain what you're doing in simple terms. My nose feels stuffy, so I'm gonna blow the yuckies out.
Yuckies. Perfect toddler speak.
Works every time. Another little client, a little girl, she was fascinated by how loud I could make it sound. She thought it was hilarious.
Kids are weird, but hey, if it works, it works.
Absolutely. And then offer them a tissue and encourage them to try. Don't expect perfection or even much success at first. It's all about exposure and practice.
So patience is key.
Patience is always key when dealing with toddlers, Tim. But especially here, be prepared for them to smear it around, try to eat it, or just plain refuse.
Sounds about right. We had one kid who used to try to wear the tissue as a hat.
Oh, yeah. A true original. But see, even that is progress. He's interacting with the tissue. He's exploring it. He's just not quite using it for its intended purpose yet.
Right. Baby steps, right?
Tiny, snotty baby steps. And don't forget the positive reinforcement. Even if they only manage to blow a tiny puff of air, praise them. Good job trying. You're doing great.
Always the cheerleader, Edna. I love it. What about when they get upset? What if they just refuse to even try?
Then you back off. Don't force it. Maybe try again later or the next day. The goal is to make it a positive experience, not a battle of wills.
Good point. You don't want them to associate blowing their nose with stress and anxiety.
Exactly. And make sure you have soft tissues. A rough tissue on a sensitive little nose is a recipe for disaster.
Smart. That makes a huge difference. Are there any other tricks up your sleeve, Edna? Any secret nose-blowing ninja moves?
Let me think. Oh, saline spray can be a game changer, especially if their nose is really congested. It helps to loosen things up and make it easier to blow.
Oh, good call. I hadn't thought of that.
And remember to wash their hands afterwards. We don't want to spread those germs around.
Always important. Okay, so to recap, start with blowing games, model the behavior, offer positive reinforcement, be patient, use soft tissues, and consider saline spray. Did I miss anything?
You got it all, Tim. Oh, and one more thing. Make it a routine. Incorporate nose blowing into your daily routine, like after bath time or before going outside.
That's a great tip. It helps them get used to the idea and makes it less of a big deal.
Exactly. Okay, so hopefully after all of this, everyone has a slightly less snotty toddler.
One can only hope, Edna. One can only hope.
Well, hey, even if they're still wiping it on their sleeve, at least we tried, right?
That's the spirit. Parenting is all about trying.
And a whole lot of laundry.
You got that right. All right, Edna, let's hit those key takeaways for our listeners. What are the most important things to remember when teaching your toddler to blow their nose?
Okay, number one, make it fun. Use games and activities to introduce the concept of blowing. Don't just jump straight to the nose.
Number two, model the behavior. Let them see you blowing your nose and explain what you're doing. The more dramatic, the better.
Number three, be patient and positive. It takes time and practice, so don't get discouraged if they don't get it right away.
Number four, use soft tissues and consider saline spray to help loosen congestion. Comfort is key.
And finally, number five, make it a routine. Incorporate nose blowing into your daily schedule.
Great summary, Edna. I think that covers it.
Absolutely. Remember, folks, it's a journey, not a destination. Embrace the snotty moments and celebrate the small victories.
Well said, Edna. And that's all the time we have for today's episode of the Rising Parent Podcast. We hope you found this helpful.
And remember, you're not alone in this. We're all just trying to figure it out as we go.
Absolutely. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Rising Parent Podcast so you never miss an episode.
And even better, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps other parents find us.
You can also visit our website at risingparent.org for more parenting resources.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.